Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday, special Friday, because today is the day. Today is my final day on 790 Talk Now. I'll be moving down the dial on Monday. If you want to find out where I'm going to be, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, and it'll have all the details. It's been just an incredible time over the last week and a half. Our police in every city in America are on high alert. There are efforts to defund them. There are efforts to essentially do away with police. There are some people that want to do away with the police altogether. And it's absolutely incredibly sad because there's so many great people who serve, who have served as law enforcement. A good friend of ours, Randy Sutton, the retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, over 30 years on the job. He is the founder of the Wounded Blue, and he joins us. Randy, how are you doing, my friend? How are you holding up?
I'm not holding up very well, Kevin, quite honestly. My disappointment in the leadership that we are seeing around this nation is truly disgusting when it comes down to their lack of support of the American law enforcement officer. There's so much that we could talk about, I'll let you start with the questions because I got a lot to say, buddy.
Let me ask you, let's go back to George Floyd. And by the way, a lot of the grievances predate George Floyd. This is stuff that's been going on for a while. What did you think of the policing involved in the George Floyd killing?
Well, there was no excuse for the way George Floyd died. Quite honestly, it was bad policing. The accountability for law enforcement, takes so many levels. You're accountable to the people that you work with. You're accountable to your supervision. You're accountable to your department. You're accountable to the prosecutor. You're accountable to the federal government. And so now, because of what this officer did, policing will never be the same. And quite honestly, the justice system is going to be really on trial itself here as we watch how the trial unfolds.
Are you surprised by what you've seen out on the street, where there were police departments that simply walked away from the danger? They allowed cities to be burned to the ground. Were you surprised by that?
Yes, I was. I really didn't think we had degenerated into this madness. It began. And I'm going to lay it out here for you, Kevin. This could have been, I believe, avoided had the Minneapolis Police Department been allowed to do what they should have done on the first night of the rioting. You know, I, along with almost every cop that I know, support the idea that peaceful protest is part of American culture, and I certainly have no issues with it. There's, you know, especially when people are upset, they need a way to vent. They need a way to get their points across, and that's what peaceful protest is about. But the minute you pick up a rock, the minute you pick up a bottle, a Molotov cocktail, the minute you vandalize someone else's property, you're no longer a peaceful protester. You cross the line into criminality. And what happened was the mayor of Minneapolis, who has been totally anti-law enforcement since he ever took office. In fact, he's taken away from the budget, hasn't allowed the police department to hire the proper amount of personnel. So Minneapolis PD has been has basically had much of their budget taken away from this mayor previously to this, and he was pulling the strings and did not allow them the police to actually police. So what happens? And I fully believe that on that night when Precinct 3 was destroyed by vandals and fire and surrendered to the criminal element, I believe it was done with the complicitness of the mayor, and they purposefully allowed it to be burned in order to appease this group of criminals. And had it been stopped, had they been allowed to use the proper policing techniques and equipment to stop the violence or at least to control it, I don't believe we would be seeing what we're seeing now across America. This is a national tragedy, and that mayor should be held accountable.
Randy Sutton joining us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant and the founder of the Wounded Blue. So what is the next step? How do we get the mob, and I call it a mob because that's what it is, how do we get the mob to go home?
Well, the genie's out of the bottle, so to speak. Cities are now trying to play catch up with utilizing the proper law enforcement techniques and uses of force. But remember now, our cops are exhausted all over the country. In many of these cities, these guys have been working 24/7. The National Guard wasn't called in a lot of areas during the proper time period. So they're fatigued as hell. And fatigue is a killer of police. Now, I am the founder of the Wounded Blue, which assists injured and disabled law enforcement officers all over the country. And we have never seen the number of law enforcement officers that are being shot and stabbed and beaten and run over. And it is literally war. And then I see these inept and incompetent politicians, and even some police leaders who I got to tell you, I've seen some poor police leadership in my time. What I'm seeing today, it disgusts me in many places. And because of this, our men and women are facing even more danger because they are being placed in a position of quite literally being cannon fodder. And it's heartbreaking. Our organization is reaching out to injured officers all over the country now.
Well, let me follow up on that. Having said what you just said about the fatigue issue, about the danger quotient that keeps going up for cops, how do we recruit future cops, future law enforcement officers? Yeah. I mean, in this environment, how? I mean, can you even get a group to the academy at this point?
The word is good luck with that now. We've been seeing the diminishing recruitment ever since the Obama years when the war on cops actually began. And it has steadily declined because of the continual attacks on law enforcement, I'm not just simply talking about the physical attacks, but the sociological attacks, the constant and continual debasement of law enforcement officers. And then while that's going on, in many places, their benefits are being cut and pay isn't increasing. So you know how many cops are getting paid less than $36,000 a year? And why would you do that and take the abuse that you're taking, risk your lives, quite honestly, risk your lives every single day, and then know that your own department or your own city will throw you, will just toss you aside should you get in trouble or should you get injured? I mean, here's what's happening, Kevin. Cops are getting hurt. They're getting seriously injured. They're getting disabled. And their own departments, in many cases, just fire them after they get injured. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we're fighting against. And that's why the Wounded Blue exists.
I want to ask you, we've seen graffiti, the ACAB thing. All cops are, shall we say, bad. Although on the street they use a worse word. Is there a counterbalance to this at all? I mean, how do reasonable people fight back against this?
Now is just time for our country to unify. The people, you know, we're hearing this maddening war, and you look at the faces of many of these who are painting law enforcement, shall we say, with a very broad brush, and the unreasonableness and irrationality that I'm seeing is startling. Now is the time for those who really truly care about their country and about the law enforcement community to unite. I urge them to come to the Wounded Blue and support this organization and these men and women, because the only way for us to unify is to show the American law enforcement officer that the people are behind them. And as we continue to go down this path in the next weeks and maybe months, as this country starts to try and get onto an even keel, it becomes even more critical for the public to come out publicly and support their law enforcement officers.
Now, the latest is defunding. There are people that want to defund, to take $100 million or $50 million out of a police budget. Could we ever exist without? I mean, could there ever be order without police?
Of course not. It's the most irrational, illogical response to a singular incident like this. It's maddening to see. Anybody that thinks that is a good idea is living in some type of weird alternative universe dreamland. You ask any cop who is chasing 911 calls for 10 hours where people are desperately in need of help, who the hell are they going to call? They're going to call the mayor of Minneapolis? They're going to call Black Lives Matter? They're going to call Antifa? No, because nobody else gives a good goddamn about them except the cops. And that's the most important message that I could get out to the American public. The people who really care are the people who put their lives on the line to protect you, and they're doing it every single day. You haven't even heard the name of all the cops who were murdered this week, have you, Kevin?
No.
So the reality is this, that the men and women of the profession are out there right now. More than 100 died from COVID while they were continuing to work the streets through the pandemic. You haven't heard anything about that. And even in these trying times, they are still out there, in many cases leaderless, because their leaders don't have the guts to stand up for them. And I mean, I get communications every single day. I am talking to cops from all over the country, and I can't tell you the frustration that they feel and the pain that they feel from the alleged leaders of this of many of the cities and the states, and the governor of many of these states has just let these officers down. They're pandering politicos that care nothing about the public or about the peace, the people that they serve. They only care about their own political agendas.
Randy, in our final couple of minutes, and Randy Sutton joining us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, the founder of the Wounded Blue. And by the way, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about the Wounded Blue, where do they go? How do they find you?
TheWoundedBlue.org. That's TheWoundedBlue.org. And I ask this. If you want to really know what's going on when it comes down to the way officers are treated once they're injured and disabled, go to YouTube and subscribe to Wounded Blue TV. YouTube, that's Wounded Blue TV. We just released a new series called Voices of the Blue. You want to get behind these men and women. You want to hear these voices, because these are the voices crying out in the wilderness, and they deserve to be heard. The Wounded Blue channel, it's Wounded Blue TV on YouTube.
Randy, always good to visit with you. Unfortunately, a lot of times it's under circumstances like this. I wish it were better. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
You got it, and I'll see you at the next station.
There you go. Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. He'll be joining us. He'll be joining us in our next place of business. Stick around. And by the way, he's the founder of the Wounded Blue. Check it out. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the...
Who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand...
Hartford at ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Hammond.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's the final. The final edition of Live and Local Now. If you want to know where I'll be broadcasting beginning Monday, just go to kevinwallradio.com, kevinwallradio.com. And I'll be beginning there on Monday. So I'm going to have a day to kind of kick back, and then it's back to the business of radio. And, of course, the big news, beginning on Monday, Wayne Allen Root doing a local show. 10 till noon. Very exciting. A lot of change in conservative talk radio in this town just over the last, I don't know, 6-8 months. It's weird. Coming up, did you know that 27 million of you, as a result of the pandemic and the Sisolak shutdown and other forces, that a lot of you have lost your job and thus your health insurance? Your coverage has gone from 100% to nothing. You cannot live like that forever. We've got some ideas for you. Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty Health Share to talk about it. Okay? Also, Rico Waller. He's moving with us to the new digs. Yeah. Rico Waller will join us from Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mount House. We'll get a chance to talk with him coming up just after 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is the final. And yes, coming up in minutes, you will hear the Friday song again. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.
Is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallying with the Dow reclaiming the 27,000 level after the May jobs report showed a surprise 2.5 million jump in payrolls and a drop in the unemployment rate to 13.3% as businesses began to reopen from coronavirus-related lockdowns. And airline stocks continue to take off after United announced plans to reinstate flights to 150 destinations beginning in July. And other travel-related names, including cruise operators, hotels, and booking sites, also surging today. And a battle department store operator, JCPenney, is closing 154 locations in 38 states as it reorganizes its business after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month. And British drug maker AstraZeneca has started manufacturing the University of Oxford's potential coronavirus vaccine ahead of trial results and has doubled its capacity to 2 billion doses. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News. News. I'm Lillian Wu.
This is better than a V. This is a rocket ship.
President Trump pointing to the May jobs report as evidence of an economic comeback, with 2.5 million jobs added instead of the 8 million expected cut. The president signing legislation meant to bolster restaurants and other parts of the hospitality industry during his press conference in the Rose Garden. Meanwhile, outside, D.C. bracing for another night of protests against the police killing of George Floyd. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reports.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is looking at legal options for removing troops with the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, telling reporters she doesn't mind D.C. National Guard troops in the city, but
we want troops from out of state, out of Washington, D.C.
Republican Senator Mike Lee told Fox News at night.
That is unpatriotic. It's unacceptable.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
On Fox Nation, it's Tyrus.
I carry a mask. I go places with a mask. But I don't shame people for not wearing a mask. And I'm seeing what originally was supposed to be for health is turning into a political divide. We're now using the mask as now a political statement. And that, to me, is really sad.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, we'll get to the Friday song. You don't think we'd close out a 5-year run at a radio station without doing the Friday song? Even if it were Thursday, I'd probably still be doing the Friday song just because I like it. You know, we were looking about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we started doing some research on people that have been losing their jobs. And there's millions of them that this is, and it may be you were talking about. And we did a little research. We found that a lot of companies were very nice about it. And they said, hey, we're going to carry you on our health insurance for another month or so. But that was 3 months ago. Now you are facing the loss of benefits. And the latest number we've come up with, 27 million Americans have lost their health insurance. What do they do? My buddy Matt Bellis with Liberty HealthShare joins us. And Matt, this is a traumatic time for so many people, even as we start coming out of phase two here in our state. And the casinos are opening up and the restaurants are opening up. But the fact is there are still a lot of people hurting because they have lost their health coverage. Your thoughts on these people? And again, the number that the government's come up with is 27 million. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of figures coming out from that, as low as 27 up to 35 million. Wow. They lose that type of health care coverage. And, you know, we've seen people up to 40 million lose their positions altogether. And from about that, those numbers, anywhere from 5 to 6 and other estimates I've seen up to 9 to 10 million of those folks do not qualify for any kind of governmental or programmatic assistance to take care of their health care bills. And so it really is a time where people are having to make some hard decisions and come up with some real solutions. Unfortunately, a lot of what people are turning to are really high cost, low choice, take away your independence type of third-party payment systems, and that's not the type of solution that you need here today.
And there are other options. You've got one great option. Can you talk about Liberty HealthShare and how it can fit into this space? Because there's so many people. Am I right? In this day and age, you simply can't go without health coverage?
Well, a lot of people, especially because the health care costs have just skyrocketed and been so astronomical that going without any type of way to pay for it in for the future could be a almost a death sentence unto itself, having to try to pay it off. And so we don't want people to go in a place where they have a financial issue or burden that they're having to deal with. So that's why so many people are turning to things like healthcare sharing and Liberty HealthShare and what we do here at Liberty, because we want people to be able to maintain their freedom, their independence, and also their responsibility when it comes to healthcare dollars, because those are the types of things that people want innately when it comes to their healthcare. But during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable, whenever you have a situation that comes up with a need and a dollar figure, you need to have a way to pay for it. And with Liberty HealthShare, we have a community of people who are committed to one another to pay those medical bills off. And we do that on a regular basis. This month, we'll probably spend about $35 million worth of sharing dollars to those healthcare expenses. This year alone, we'll spend about $500 million for our medical expenses. And those are numbers that are far lower because we often get bills that are three times that amount. So we're dealing with things in a real systematic way that really takes care of those healthcare problems.
Again, Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. To people who have spent most of their adult life dealing with health insurance companies, this is not health insurance, am I right? And if so, what's the difference?
Well, it's not health insurance. You're absolutely right. We're not a third-party payment system. We are a healthcare sharing ministry. We're a group of individuals who have come together to share in each other's medical expenses. We're all each individually self-pay patients. So we have that moniker of being self-pay. But whenever you have a need, whenever you have those medical bills, that's when the community shares those expenses. And it's done on a very systematic, effective, efficient way. You're not having to pass around the plate or hold open your hat for people to pay your medical bills. This is done in a way that really does take care of those medical issues. So Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing ministry. We are not insurance because of two primary reasons, and I'll go through it real quick. One, we are not a pooling of funds. We don't pool our funds, and we don't spread risk. all of our risk is our own because we're individual self-pay patients, and we don't pool our funds. We don't put it into a bureaucratic black hole hoping something will come back. We actually share member to member, person to person, cost sharing of healthcare bills. So that's why we're not insurance, but frankly, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Again, Matt Bellis joining us, and I've got to ask you, will you talk to those that are out there, the 27 million, the 35 million, the 45 million, that maybe their companies carried them for a couple of months, and now they're looking at July 1st and they're looking at no coverage. There is no open enrollment available to them, and they look at Liberty HealthShare. How can they go about transiting from, you know, the employee-provided insurance to nothing? How can Liberty HealthShare, how can they begin to access?
Well, the number one thing is if you lose your health care coverage or the way that you pay for health care, you can sign up for Liberty HealthShare at any time. It doesn't take a special time period during the year like open enrollment to sign up for Liberty HealthShare. You can do it at any time. The beautiful thing about being a part of Liberty HealthShare, if you've lost your healthcare coverage or your position, it's something that's very portable. You can take it across state lines. You can take it to another employer. Actually, I had a gentleman tell me that he probably got his job that he has now because he told his employer that you don't have to worry about paying for healthcare. For me, I've already got it taken care of through Liberty HealthShare. So that made him more employable because he was a Liberty HealthShare member. So there are a lot of ways that you can take Liberty HealthShare with you. It's not open, or it's not subject to the open enrollment time period. It is something that you can take with you. Go to any doctor or hospital that you want, as long as that doctor and hospital is okay with you being a Liberty HealthShare member. We're not going to put that network on you. So really, Liberty HealthShare is a great way to go for people in these times because it's something that is very portable.
Matt, explain how people begin the process. I know that's for a lot of people. They've heard radio and TV commercials. They've heard you on my show and other shows talking about this. And then all of a sudden they're confronted with this need for health coverage. Explain how people actually begin the process.
Well, it's very simple. Once you go to libertyhealthshare.org, you can actually sign up right there online. It doesn't take but 10 to 15 minutes to answer some questions, go through a medical history questionnaire, and then whenever we have that application, depending on part of the week that we receive it, could be anywhere from 24 to 72 hours to get in back in touch with you to let you know how your application has been processed. But it's a very, very simple, very easy way. Once you are a member, we send you your Liberty HealthShare membership cards. We send you your welcome packet. And from there, you're a fully functioning sharing member of the community.
I want to ask you, because to me, you can have the best gold-plated coverage for health insurance in the country. But if a doctor won't see you, that's not good. Explain how doctors and hospitals, how do they like Liberty HealthShare and your program?
Well, actually, we've had doctors and hospitals tell us that they almost prefer people who are a part of healthcare sharing ministries because it allows them to practice medicine again. They're no longer the de facto bureaucrats of a third-party payment system. They're actually dealing with the person that has got the power of the purse strings. So they're the patient. They're the one who they're dealing with that can make the call, make those decisions, because we're individually self-pay patients. So doctors and hospitals really like members of Liberty HealthShare. Whenever you go to the doctor or hospital, just show your Liberty HealthShare membership card. It directs them how to process the medical bills. Some may have a question, and if they do, they can just give us a call, and we'll go through that process with them. But by and large, doctors and hospitals, some about 95% of them, really appreciate Liberty HealthShare and healthcare sharing ministry members.
You know, people that hate the traditional health insurance model, the one thing they hate most about it is the idea that some nameless, faceless bean counter back in Connecticut somewhere is making decisions about your healthcare and your doctor. Can you talk a little bit about the process of how you decide at Liberty HealthShare what you cover, what you don't?
Well, actually, it's the members who are the deciders when it comes to these types of things. Because we are a community, we hold annual votes to go over the issues that we may be dealing with that year or talk about the things that we are going to share, what is eligible and what isn't eligible. So really, this is a member-run, member-managed organization where those members are making those decisions. And as a member myself, I vote on the issues that I think that we should have as a community. But really, that's the difference that really separates us from other forms of taking care of your health care bills, because it's the members who have a say in how these bills are processed and what's eligible for sharing.
And once somebody gets sick, once somebody gets into a car accident, they've been approved. What do they do next? They need to go to the hospital. They need to go see a doctor. How do they get in and how do they pay?
Well, there's a man in a yellow hat who's holding a monkey. And once you pet that monkey, you can get in. No, I'm kidding.
God.
No, it's very simple, very easy. You go to the doctor, go to the hospital, show them your Liberty HealthShare membership card. And it really is as simple as the doctor or hospital just taking a look at it and submitting that to the billing department. Primarily, we want this to be a very easy process to deal with because we want you to focus on your health care. We don't want you to have to focus on all of the bills and all the things that can come up because of it. We want you to be there to make the best decisions possible for your health and your health care. We want you managing those medical bills in the best way and be the best health care consumer you can be. So Liberty HealthShare, very easy. Go to the doctor, show your Liberty HealthShare membership card, and from that point on, make the best decisions you can for your health care.
Hey, Matt, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon, my friend.
Thanks so much.
You have a great weekend. Matt Bell is from Liberty HealthShare joining us. Coming up, not right now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the final edition of the Friday Song. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent, on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for University Regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus, for University Regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you for a Friday, the final Friday for live and local now here on 790. Don't forget, on Monday, it'll be Wayne Allen Root from 10 till noon. He'll still do his national show at 3 o'clock, but he'll come in a little early and have a little fun with you from 10 until noon. Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, if you want to know where I'm going to be next Monday, all you got to do is just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, because I'll be on the air at 3 o'clock on Monday. Now, I have a question for you. Do you or a member of your family suffer from what I would call chronic pain? It's not the pain that you get every so often. It's the pain that follows you around every day. You know what I'm talking about when I say chronic pain. It's always there. Well, then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas at PIPCOA. They treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff on my left shoulder. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA, 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Okay. Coming up on the program, I'm very excited. Rico Aller, he'll be joining us on our new adventure beginning next week. But one more time here on 790. By the way, did you see where the governor's really been out there? And in fact, at a news conference, I guess today, we don't know exactly what transpired, but we'll try and get the broad strokes. One thing I do know that he's been talking about, and he's going to be talking about, put out a statement overnight, and that is the issue of cops. And I must tell you, I was incredibly disheartened in watching what's been happening with our cops, when we know that less than 1% of cops are bad. It might be even a smaller number than that. And it's incredibly sad, because so many cops that I know are good, God-fearing, individuals. They have families. They coach little league teams. They're just honorable, good people. They are family men and women. And now they're being cursed at by protesters / rioters all across the country. And it's wrong. Is it wrong what happened to George Floyd? Abso-friggin-lutely. Was there bad policing involved? Abso-friggin-lutely. But I'm going to tell you something. The bulk of cops are good, decent people. And now there's the idea, well, let's defund police departments. What, you mean you want less cops out on the street patrolling? You want less motorcycle cops able to get to an altercation or a murder scene or an attempted murder scene quicker? Do you want less cops or more cops? I thought it was always we want more help, not less help. But for some unexplained reason, there is this new notion, and I imagine Governor Sisolak talked about it this morning, that maybe what we need is less cops. Is that really what they're talking about? I pray it's not. But I will tell you this. What's going on now, and this notion of defunding cop shops around the country, it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. We need a means of keeping order. It's why we've got, you know, stoplights, school zones. I mean, if you didn't have school zones, you'd have people blowing through school zones at 50 miles an hour. We need order in our society. And we need to have somebody that can keep track of it. And when you step over that line, you are held accountable. Who does that? Some nameless, faceless bureaucrat? Or is it a cop? As you know on this show, if you've listened over the last 5 years, and really 5 years before that at CBS, I am very pro-cop. I accept that there are bad cops out there, the same way there are bad talk show hosts, bad insurance salesmen, bad school teachers. We are not all made equal. Coming up, Rico Aller, what does he think of what's going on? And by the way, has the Black Lives Matter movement moved to Northern Nevada? We'll talk about it. My name is Kevin Wall. It is the final. Go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, for where I'm going to be next week. Wayne Allen Root will be sitting in the chair next week from 10 till noon. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to sprint to the finish line on Live and Local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com. 790 KBET.
Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.